TR, KO4HKX.
This is Enduro TR. Good morning again, Patrick.
Are you down in the basement near your radio?
I was right now on the radio.
There's several guys out there on 10 meters right now. DX and stuff, if you're interested in it.
Local guys or way far off?
Here in the United States, there's South Dakota and that kind of across the nation.
Just getting ready to go out and water the chickens and tend to them, Patrick. I was on 10 last night and worked a couple of places way out there, Rotuma, and then another place over in Africa. So I think I'll pass on it right now, but I appreciate the tip. I'll look here on QRZ. I was going to eat me an egg sandwich and a glass of milk right quick.
I just thought I'd let you know. You tend to like to know some things like that.
We just got back home from the doctor's office and had a very short breakfast this morning, so I thought I'd top it off with an egg and bologna sandwich here. Bernice is over there eating hers now, and I smelled it and it made me hungry. How'd you find out about the HF?
Morning, Tom, Patrick, take you RCU.
It was RCL, I think.
Patrick, this is Russell. I just want to jump in real quick and say good morning. Good to hear y'all on the radio. This is K2RCU.
Good to hear you out here.
Him again, I recognize the call.
Russell, I got just a minute before I'm going to be pulling back in the driveway, but I just flipped the radio on and got to hear y'all guys talking, so I just want to jump in and say good morning. Say hello, and hope y'all guys are doing good and getting recovered from the storm. K2RCU, I'll say 73s, and y'all gentlemen have a wonderful day.
Okay, Russell, nice to hear you.
I come back often, KO4HKX.
I haven't got anything special planned, Patrick, but, I need to go out and check the birds. They've been laying good. Bernice just had a regular checkup this morning and a blood draw. And I sat out there in the car and fell asleep.
We were sitting there in a warm car in the sun, wasn't it?
Moved over in the shade and it got a little too intense. I talked to David down south there for quite a while this morning and enjoyed that. And he had two doctor's appointments to go to down at Anderson. But he lives out in the country, which sounds nice.
And I talked to David early this morning on my way down the mountain, and he said he had some doctor's appointments to go to today, but I heard most of y'all's conversation. I was in and out a little bit, but I heard it.
Talked to you way early. He's an early bird. We get up around 7 or so, but I sat there and watched cops on patrol, usually of a morning or something on TV, and fool around, drink a cup of coffee, eat a couple of the oatmeal cookies, and then go eat breakfast. So by the time I get around, it's probably 9 o'clock.
I've done half my day over.
Kudos to you and the rest of the guys that get up that early. I did that for about 50 years, and I worked 7 till 3:30, which is really good, and I was only about 11 minutes from work, so I guess I was very blessed for 32 years. Then after that, I had to drive 35 miles down, 35 miles back, and work from 7 at night till 7 in the morning for quite a while, until I worked at the wheel plant. And that was really nice. You worked Friday 10, Saturday 12 and Sunday 12, and he was off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so that was 32 hours, and you got paid for 40. And that was doing preventative maintenance at the wheel plant. That was the best shift I ever worked.
After that, I used to work at DuPont when I first got married, and working 12-hour swing shifts. I only worked 14 days out of the month, and then had a week off every month. So I was loving that schedule.
And that swing shift ain't no easy deal either, though. When I'd find it hard to sleep during the day.
I can sit down anywhere and fall asleep. Doesn't tend to bother me. And I'm good. If I get 5 to 6 hours of sleep, I'm usually good to go.
I can say that. Anymore, though, I'm up. Probably go to bed around 11, or sometimes I'll stay up later watching TV, and but then I wake up at usually midnight and 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. This morning 6:15, so I just stayed up.
Well, Tom, I'm about to detonate, so I'm gonna jump out of here. I just wanted to give you a heads up if you wanted to play around with 10 meters a little bit today. Let you know it was open. It's been open for, I don't know, about an hour now, so it must be doing pretty good today.
Turn the computer on. I'm going to switch over there and look, and if there's anything interesting, I'll just run downstairs and work it right quick. Okay, Patrick, you have a good day, and see you tomorrow. KO4HKX and 0GR73.
Three, Tom. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be quick now.